Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, fans in the pro. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. Tonight, 6:30 right here on WWL, we will have the Pelicans pregame show. And at 7 o'clock right here on WWL, the Big 870, we will have the Pelicans in Indiana. If you want to continue listening to WWL regular programming, Boomer and Valenti, and then the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup, they're on 105.3 FM. So it gets a little clunky, but you're not going to miss anything. You're not going to miss anything. And joining us now to talk about the Pelicans, Christian Clark. He is beat writer for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate. Hello, Christian. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. How about y'all?
We're good. And so we were excited because we spent the whole first block talking about the rough injuries for the Saints. And we go, all right, let's change gears and talk Pelicans. And the news of the day for the Pelicans, unfortunately, is injuries. Herb Jones and C.J. McCollum. It has been a rough start for first five games and injuries.
You know, I'm on my way to Smoothie King Center right now. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the video of Kyrie Irving saging the building when he played in Boston. But, I mean, I think that's maybe what's got to happen at Smoothie King Center to just get some of that bad juju out of there. It's kind of unbelievable. I mean, really an unbelievable string of bad luck. I mean, the Pelicans are going to be missing basically four tonight. Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson are the only two of those six are going to be active. I mean, those guys are going to need to play really well. But, I mean, look, I think when you're being realistic about it, this has got a chance to get kind of ugly here in November. It's just you could only sustain losing so much depth.
Christian, I know you, I follow you, but I don't know you as a person. Are you what type of person? I got to get personal, not necessarily personal, but I got to find out some stuff.
What do you want to know?
How do you react to the negativity around maybe social media, like something that you may control, but you don't have any control?
Man, a lot of ways. The mute button, sometimes I get frustrated and participate in it. Other times I just laugh when it's too painful. So it kind of just depends on the day, I guess.
Well, and so now I understand. You can understand where I'm going. Just like the Saints, the Pelicans have flipped over from a doctor standpoint, from a training standpoint, to even how they train. But it's really just, I don't want to call it bad luck, it's poor luck. I mean, that's what it truly is. There's no way that you can say when Herb failed that it would be something that would keep him out. There's no way that you can say it. I mean, and so just like the same thing with Murray on the three-pointer that he takes, how he comes down, he goes in braces. There's no way that you're going to say, oh, that's a fracture. And so I just call it poor luck, but the negativity that some people have where it's just like, oh, it's got to be this, it's got to be that. It's almost like for me personally, I don't even want to talk about it because they take the energy, just makes it just like, what am I doing?
Now, I hear you. And I mean, to your point, like I think there has been stuff in the past where it's occurred and you could point to stuff. And I won't use names, but like, you know, I think in the past, it's like, oh, conditioning, maybe it was related. I think right now with what's going on, it is just poor luck, as you said. I mean, DeJounte Murray, one of the reasons the Pelicans love this guy was he never misses games. Like, he's an intense competitor, and he really tries to be in there every single night. I mean, whatever you want to say about him. He played 76 games last year, you know? And, you know, I just think, like, the issues that they're dealing with are mostly just related to luck. I'm trying to go into the building right now. Guys chasing me down. But Deuce, I think you hit it. It's just bad luck.
Well, and the other part of it is when you talk about the actual games, now having to get a team out there, having to try to get up, you know, the goal the last couple of years is to get up 43s. Now, whether you're going to make, you know, let's just go 40% or even high 30s, you know, that's going to be tougher. That will be tougher, but the last couple of games, particularly to go 1-3 on the road, you know, they're really the last three games that you lose, you got beat. You got beat pretty good, and you can say yes, some of it was because of who's playing and turnovers, or you know, my star player had a bad night or whatever it may be, but. The Pelicans got to figure out a way where at least we may not have a ton of turnovers, but we're going to get up some shots.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I think when you're looking at, like, okay, practically this is a very not ideal situation. How do you react to this? Well, Jordan Hawkins is, like, one guy who's got to slide in there. They don't have very much ball handling. Like, if you just look at their guards, like, Jose Alvarado is really the only guard who I would consider a strong ball handler. I think if you're trying to just stay afloat right now, it's got to be a lot of Zion and Brandon initiating possessions and creating the offense. That's, you know, not only scoring, but creating for others. And there's got to be Jordan Hawkins in there as a play finisher. Like, they need this dude to score. And, like, the games that he started, he's looked really good. And I'm super high on his talent. And, you know, just his, like, emotional makeup. I'm a big Jordan Hawkins fan. Like, they're going to need some big games from him, and they're going to need a lot from Zion and Brandon. I mean, I think those two guys were really good on Tuesday and then not very good at all on Wednesday. We need a lot more nights like Tuesday than Wednesday from them.
So we kind of started off talking about the injuries, but I never really gave them to you. So Herb Jones, he sustained a right shoulder strain and a small low-grade partial thickness tear in his rotator cuff. So he's looking at 2 to 4 weeks based on treatment and rehabilitation. And CJ McCollum has been diagnosed with a right adductor strain. That injury occurred during Tuesday's game at Golden State. He's out approximately 2 to 3. So we've been talking about the injuries, but I wanted to go ahead because that was the news. So they finish up on the, you know, they have the home win, start the season in Chicago, then they go on the road. So now it's a this is what I would call weather the storm stretch. You got a 4-game homestand, 7 of your next 9 at home. You're injured all over the place. You've got to weather this storm somehow because you were better on the road last year than you were at home. You were almost 500 at home last year. That can't be. The blender is too good for that to be. But do you agree? You look at these next 7-9 games, man. You've got to weather this storm.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think going 500, you know, in whatever stretch this is, would be a great accomplishment for this team at this point. You know, I think, unfortunately, I'm thinking back to a couple of years ago when they were dealing with a lot of injury stuff. And that 2 years ago, they got off to this great start, and then they lost 10 in a row, and it kind of warped their season. You know, that's happened a lot during the B.I. and Zion era. Guys miss time with injuries, and then they go on these losing streaks, and it really just ruins the whole season. They got to try to stay afloat. Look, I think a positive is 10 teams make the postseason. I think going into this year, one of the Pelicans' goals was be a top 6 team. This definitely impacts that. But I think if you're the Pelicans, you also have to have in the back of your head, 10 teams are going to make the postseason. I mean, 4 of them are play-in tournament teams. I know they didn't want to be a play-in tournament team again, but like your season is not over. Like, it is still very, very within the realm of possibility to be a play-in tournament team. I mean, who knows? They could catch fire and get them in the top 6. But, like, play-in tournament, I mean, you get in there, you win your way into the playoffs, and you can still accomplish a lot of the stuff you want to accomplish.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So who's, I mean, somebody's got, beyond B.I. and Zion, right? I mean, offense has got to come from somewhere. Where does it come from?
Yeah, I think it's Jordan Hawkins is a big part of the answer there. 23 points the other night in Golden State. He got up 14 three-pointers. I think that's going to be really interesting to watch. You know, can Jordan Hawkins be a high-volume three-point shooter, especially with, you know, Trey Murphy, C.J. McCollum, both out of the lineup, guys who really bring that to this team. You know, I'm looking at him. The other guy that I'm interested to see is going to play, how big of a role is he going to play tonight? Brandon Boston, they just signed this guy on a two-way contract. He was the MVP of the G League Showcase, you know, not too long ago. I think it was about a year and a half ago. He had like 43 points in that game. I mean, he's a wing who can handle the ball a little bit and shoot. Like, I hate that it's the sixth game of the season, and I'm like, I'm interested to see if get a look at this two-way guy, and maybe he can give them something. That's just the reality of the situation. But, I mean, Jordan Hawkins for sure, and then I've low-key got my eye on Brandon Boston tonight in the next few games.
Christian, I know he won't play, I don't know, probably the end maybe of the homestand sometime next week, but how close is Trey Murphy to being able to come back? Because I know he just started to ramp up a little bit, but are we still a couple of weeks away?
You know, I think we're getting pretty close here. He started sprinting recently. That's a really positive sign. I've heard games, like possible return dates, thrown out, and there have been a few different ones, but all of them kind of fall in the 10 to 14 days away range. I mean, I think, you know, it's maybe possible we see Trey Murphy at the end of next week, but, you know, I'm looking at like maybe the Nets game on the 11th. That's one of the dates that's been thrown out to me, and I don't think it's fully decided, but we're getting pretty close, and oh my gosh, do they need him? You know, I mean, a lot of the chatter about the team going into the season was, hey, look, they have so much talent. Like, you know, some really good players are going to have to come off to the bench. It's kind of funny that's what we're talking about. Now it's like, please, God, get back. Like, yes, you're starting, and you're also playing 38 minutes a night, Trey Murphy.
Yeah, well, and I think the biggest thing for him is you don't want to overwork him, so he may be on a restriction for the first couple of games to make sure that he's good to go. But, yeah, you can definitely use his shot on the outside and intrigued. Just hold on. That's what I say. Just hold on. If you can weather the storm and be close to 500 or just under it or even over it a little bit through November, man, you give yourself a heck of a chance.
Deuce, how do you deal with the social media and negativity? How do you react?
I try to. I honestly, I probably have less interaction just because it drains you so much. Some of the stuff, yes, I talk about, but just seeing it and I'm knowing a lot of it is wrong, and it's just like you laugh about it. It's just like it's probably hit me where I have less interaction with it just because it's just I can't do the negative.
That's fair, man. That's a really fair. It's not a fun way to go about your day, and I'm not always great at doing that either. So
yeah, that's the hard part. The hard part is, you know, not looking at it. But we'll see. Hey, it's a 4 games at the Smoothie King Center, so that's awesome. 7 of the next 9, all of them here on WWL. So Christian, as always, great to talk to you. Appreciate your time, and hope you got into the building okay tonight.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.